I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic. A new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Oh, Dave, Dr. Fauci saying we should be possibly wearing our masks until 2022. I've got mine on. Get used to me in this because you know I'm all in.
Well, you can see me right now. We're FaceTiming, no mask, because I'm all alone in the house. Nobody's around, so no mask for me.
Good debate.
It's 9:06. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
Here are three things Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown three.
We're also talking about this in the 10 o'clock hour, a big debate on Capitol Hill. The Utah House of Representatives has voted that transgender girls should be banned from participating in girls' school sports. This is from kindergarten straight through 12th grade. The debate, far from over. Hear from the lawmaker behind it, an organization vocally opposed to it, and which side the governor lands on it. Again, that's all in the 10 o'clock hour, Dave.
Yeah, this is a tricky one. There's not an easy answer. In fact, I think it's the governor that said it best. Both sides are right.
Countdown to...
Will you wear a mask until 2022? I don't need Dr. Fauci to tell me to wear one. My health record from the past year says it all. I have not suffered from the common cold. I have not had the flu bug. I've not even had a sore throat. And I get a lot of sore throats. Not one in the last year. So when Dr. Anthony Fauci says keep wearing a mask up until 2022, I'm all in.
Do you think Americans will still be wearing masks, for example, in 2022?
When it goes way down and the overwhelming majority of the people in the population are vaccinated, then I would feel comfortable in saying, you know, we need to pull back on the masks.
But wearing the mask until 2022, another 10 months, is still on the table. And I don't understand this never-ending pessimism. I know it's been a rough year, but we're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, and for some reason, we are running away from that light. The vaccine has been historically effective, 95% on their first try. Why can't we just take this win and take off the mask?
Launch countdown one.
Look, you've waded through crashing websites, waited in long lines. Well, now enter the COVID-19 vaccine line jumpers, affectionately called vaccine hunters. They move in as sites close down for the night to ask if there's any leftover doses to keep them from going to waste. Dave, would you ever line jump?
Heck yeah. All day. No. I don't know. I mean, if they're going to go to waste, go ahead, waste it in my arm. In 3 minutes, John Wojcik is on the case of the vaccine hunters. Sounds like a new show on Netflix. Vaccine hunters. Is this a way to optimize doses, or is this cheating the system?
Dave and Dejanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
The KSL News Radio Vaccine Watch. Vaccine Watch. Special coverage with David Dejanovic.
Well, you heard it here first on the David Dejanovic Show last Thursday when the governor announced he was bumping the age eligibility down from 65 years old to be eligible for a COVID-19 shot. But that's just not good enough for some folks. No, they've found a sneaky way to score a dose, Dave, no matter how young they are.
John Wojcik is on the case of the vaccine hunter at Utah vaccination sites. John, give us an idea. What is a vaccine hunter?
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, pretty much this group called the vaccine hunters are individuals who do not meet the state requirements or eligibility to get a COVID-19 vaccine, but they're still showing up at vaccination clinics and other locations, essentially asking if there are any extra doses or shots left over, whether or not they would be able to get one. And a lot of times these people can go, you know, from county to county trying to find what works best, or oftentimes it's just you're showing up with a grandparent or a spouse that does meet the eligibility and this individual does not, but they're asking, you know, I'm here right now. Is there any stuff on the back shelf maybe, or any stuff, any vaccines laying around, because I'm here right now and ready to get one. So that's pretty much what we've called this group of the vaccine hunters.
John Wojcik on the case of the vaccine hunters for us this morning. So seven pharmacies such as Walmart, Smith's, and then I saw over the weekend Harmon's announcing that they're now offering, they have limited doses of the vaccine, and in addition, of course, to county health departments. So, John, paint a picture of this for me. Do I need to go stand near the pharmacy just before closing and looking like I'm looking at, what, like vitamins or something, and then just jump over there and say, hey, I'm a vaccine hunter. Do you got any extra?
Well, I'm sure people will start gravitating towards, you know, as more locations open up, some different spots. From what I heard, you know, doing some research on this, it sounds like different vaccine clinics, like we recently had a big one for a couple of days in Provo County. People have been going to locations like that, and not to burst your bubble or anybody else's, but I mean, the vast majority of people are being turned away. Speaking to health officials, they follow the state requirements, and then they have protocols in place where if there are extra shots or extra doses, a lot of times they already have a wait list or a call list set up. So speaking to an official from Intermountain Healthcare, they said, for example, at a vaccination clinic they had in Utah County, there were some extra shots left over because some people had to cancel appointments. So then they go to this wait list or call list of people who, you know, are already on the list. And within half an hour, those individuals showed up and they were able to get the vaccine. So even if there are extra shots, which it really is kind of a rare thing, they've got this down to a science. Even when there still is a bit of a plan in place. So it's not just, you know, an unorganized situation where they're walking around on the street trying to find people.
John Wojcik, thank you so much for joining us. Debbie, I read one of the reasons why there was a surplus and why, as John explained, that is becoming a thing of the past. Initially, the Pfizer vial, they had determined that would give five doses. One vial, five doses. Well, they learned quickly that you could actually get six doses out of that vial. So they've changed the way they calculate appointments. So that's why maybe early on you were hearing more of these stories than right now.
We know there is a growing desire in Utah specifically to score a dose. Last fall, 25% of Utahns said they'd refuse one, according to a Deseret News poll. Well, now a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll says 12% will refuse one. So more people want one. So with this growing interest in getting a dose, is line jumping, in your mind, Dave, as you stated earlier, a way to optimize doses, or is it cheating the system? Go.
Well, I think it is a way to optimize doses. What's the alternative? At the end of the day, you have some remaining doses, right? What are you going to do with them? I don't want a dose to be thrown away just because you don't check an age box.
Ah, I say it's cheating the system. I want to know.
Oh, it's definitely cheating.
I want to know that they're getting the people who need it more than I do. I want to know that they've gone to the wait list first. But hey, if I happen to be walking or stalking my Smith's Pharmacy at 1 minute to close and they hail me over and say, hey, we got a little extra dose here, you know what I'd do? I'd phone a friend. In that final seconds, I'd probably end up calling my oldest daughter, Dave, and I'd give it to her. I'd say, get over here. You got 5 minutes to get your dose of the vaccine because, Mom, line jump.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.